and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Biden is considering giving preemptive pardons to critics of President-elect Donald Trump.
Members of both parties would be shielded from possible retribution or legal prosecution by the incoming administration. Multiple people familiar with the ongoing discussions tell CBS News the president's debated with senior White House aides the possibility of issuing preemptive pardons, but no specific names have been formally recommended to him.
CBS News senior White House and political correspondent Ed O'Keefe. Some tense moments in Northern California, where a magnitude 7 earthquake triggered a tsunami warning. CBS News Bay Area reporter Kelsey Thorard has more.
Frightening moments for thousands of people in Pacifica as they race to higher ground fleeing the tsunami zone.
I grabbed the dog, I grabbed my passport. That's about all I could get my hands on. And then got out, and as I was driving out, the police and fire trucks were blaring down the street with their sirens.
The tsunami warning was later canceled. There were no reports of major damage or injuries from the earthquake. Police have released photos of a person of interest in the fatal shooting of United Healthcare CEO in Manhattan. CBS's Meg Oliver spoke to former NYPD Deputy Commissioner Richard Esposito.
CBS News has confirmed the words delay, deny, and possibly depose were written using a Sharpie on shell casings recovered from the scene.
Those are the words that sum up what people are concerned about with insurance companies. Delays, denials, defending themselves, pushing off complaints. So it certainly points to a motive.
A possible motive for Wednesday's shooting at a religious school in Northern California is coming to light. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey.
He held some kind of belief that the Seventh-day Adventist Church was involved in genocide and oppression of Palestinians and supportive of USA attacks on Yemen.
The gunman took his own life. The two young boys he shot are now in stable condition. An annual beekeeping survey finds more colonies have been lost. Auburn University professor Jeff Williams authors the survey.
The losses seem to be hovering at really high rates, and they've been doing so for several years. So, I mean, that's really putting a strain on the beekeepers that are managing those colonies.
Commercial beekeeping pollinates crops like almonds and blueberries, so fewer bees could mean fewer goods and higher prices. President Biden attended the National Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony in Washington, D.C.
Merry Christmas, everyone! Merry Christmas.
He told the crowd this year's tree represents a season of peace and light. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
The Bucks' winning streak comes to an end. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Hawks 119-104. That snapped the Bucks' seven-game winning streak. The Hawks have now won five in a row. Doc Rivers said after playing the Pistons in Detroit the night before, the Bucks looked tired.
I thought we were dead-legged most of the game. You know, we didn't think well, which is a direct sign of fatigue. Our passes were really late.
College volleyball. Six players from the Badgers women's team named to the Big Ten All-Conference team. And for the second year in a row, the Badgers' Sarah Franklin named Big Ten Player of the Year. NFL, the Green Bay Packers on Thursday Night Football. Lucas Van Ness before boarding the team flight on what to expect from the Lions and the Packers.
We know it's going to be a physical brand of football. I think over there in Detroit and here in Green Bay, we're both two football teams that, you know, want to come out and play a physical brand of football and kind of just dominate you.
That's Packers defensive end Lucas Van Ness. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie have a new show that they say will be as unforgettable as the first show they did together called, who cares? The duo is collaborating again for Peacock's new show, Paris and Nicole, The Encore. The short three-episode series drops December 12th on Peacock. Following in the footsteps of Ross and Rachel, Barry Keoghan and Sabrina Carpenter are on a break after dating for a year due to rumors of infidelity on the part of Keoghan, who apparently has been hooking up with a TikToker, probably someone who got famous lip-syncing Carpenter songs. The influencer's name is Becky Hill, and she has 4 million followers on OnlyFans, which is somehow 5 million more than I have. People assume infidelity is the the reason they split, but maybe Carpenter finally saw Saltburn and hasn't stopped vomiting. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the middle single digits. We'll have a light west wind. That breeze will pick up a bit on Friday. West to northwest winds up around 20 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the low to mid 20s. It's 15 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll be live at WRCE in Richland Center. An entire hour of the Ewing brothers, Brady and Brandon, sports, life, outdoors, and more, and Peter Rapine. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Symptoms, but it can be prevented. Get screened.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, Phil Ebner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, host of the On the Edge podcast, available wherever fine podcasts are found. He's also got a YouTube blog. You just look for Philip Ebner over there. And he's also on Blue Sky. So, Phil, what is your Blue Sky handle? Do you know off the top of your head?
It's Ebner Philip dot. Bsky.social, I believe.
There you go. Okay.
The format that they use over there. But I am done with that other place with Musk. I'm still there. Yeah. But it's just, it doesn't work.
Yeah, me too. I post my daily take there because there are some people who just follow it, and I'm hanging on to my account because I don't want somebody to steal it and, you know, use my name and like that. But all actual interactions with anybody, they're happening on Blue Sky now. I'm with you. Yesterday somebody called into the program and said that they had heard that thousands of Ukrainian soldiers on the front lines, given, you know, the winter is setting in and everything, have just been like, you know, melting away, basically, deserting. And I didn't know if that was Russian propaganda, if that's just, you know, crap that happens during war always, if that is a big problem for the Ukrainians right now. I've heard also stories that this same sort of thing is a big problem for the Russians. What's the story, Phil?
Well, it is happening. In the thousands, in like multitudes, no. I think that's exaggerated.
Yeah.
They certainly aren't coming through the urban centers, and I'm not just talking about Kyiv, because I have friends that I speak to daily out in Kharkiv, Dnipro, Zaporizhia, Odessa, even Lviv, Lutsk, Ivano-Frankivsk, the major urban centers. We don't see an influx of former soldiers or deserters, transiting through these urban centers. And, you know, there is no indication, soldiers that we do talk to on the front lines, that they are losing their comrades in the quote unquote thousands.
Yeah.
It's a problem. It's something that's going to have to be addressed. Equally, mobilizing and conscripting more soldiers is going to be something that is going to have to be addressed. I spoke to a young man who is of fighting age now that the age limit has dropped, and he has said, you know, look, I try to avoid police streets checking that ID, you know, that you're up to date on your mobilization numbers and you're registered and things like that. He said, I myself have run from them. It is not from a lack of will to fight. It's the fact that, you know, nobody wants to die for a losing cause. Who wants to be the last soldier who dies for a losing cause, sort of thing? Right. That kind of mentality. Like, if you give us the weapons, if you provide us with the infrastructure to fight and fight properly, we will fight. The problem is there has been such a lack of the delivery of promised, most importantly, equipment, weaponry, and ammunition that has some Ukrainian men saying, you know, until we are able to fight, I'm not just going to throw myself at this thing.
Which brings up, I get it. It brings up a couple of headlines. A couple of headlines I've seen lately. Number one, that, you know, the French and the British have committed a whole lot more weaponry. Joe Biden just committed, I think, $700 million worth of additional weaponry, not inconsequential. Obviously, all this stuff should have happened years earlier, frankly. But nonetheless, here we are. There was also a headline at the top of Drudge day before yesterday that said Zelensky says, I'll give up land. You know, and, you know, Trump is coming into office, excuse me, in roughly 6 weeks or 7 weeks. What's the state of the war right now? And also the New York Times is reporting yesterday that the Russians have been quite successful in grabbing more land. What's the state of the war right now, and how do you think this is going to resolve itself as Trump comes into office, or will it?
Well, two things. Firstly, to clarify what Zelensky said, and not a lot of people have... this was widely advertised in an interview that he did with a British news organization, my old pal Stuart Ramsey. And in that, he said, I would be willing to... settle for a ceasefire or a cessation of hostilities where the lines are, and in essence, yes, acquiesce to the lands that Russia has taken by force of arms. But I would pursue those lands by negotiation. So to use the parallel that I always use, which is the British-Irish conflict, it would be like the British, the Irish Republic saying, yes, we will give you Ulster back. You know, you can maintain Northern Ireland. But then look how that turned out. You know, it's still part of Britain. But, you know, there was years and years of conflict and struggle and all that kind of thing. They're not just going to simply walk away from the lands that are occupied. But in order to stop the fighting, what Zelensky calls the hot war, where people are dying on a daily basis, that he would agree to some sort of ceasefire or armistice or a cessation of hostilities.
Right.
So let's, you know, first and foremost, let's get now. That is a move for Zelensky. That's new. That's new talking. That's new. It's a new position. But it is not because he can't. He can't just say we're going to give up the lands that were taken by the Russians and for peace. There are too many people, for example, from the city of Mariupol who are displaced internally within Ukraine. Now, I've spoken to a lot of Ukrainians who also say there are sections of the occupied territories that have been occupied for so long, in particular the cities of Donetsk and Luhansk, where, in essence, they've been gone for 10 years. They're indoctrinated into Russian mentality. And I've heard lots of my Ukrainian friends saying, in essence, they have become Russian. So we might have, you know, to stop the bloodshed, we might be willing.
Russia's been giving them passports. They're subject to Russian media. They're Russian teachers in their schools.
Their pensions.
Right. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah, their pensions are paid by Moscow, that sort of thing. And then the second point, which I've lost my train of thought on, You were asking about the possibility that Zelensky would give that up. Oh, and the Trump, and I think the Ukrainians are preparing for a Trump administration that will not be favorable to them. There is concern that he is more. I mean, just look at the meeting between Zelensky and Trump during the UN General Assembly, you know, where Trump said, "Oh, I have a good relationship with Putin," and Zelensky said, "I hope our relationship with you is better." And they kind of, Trump, in his typical bellicose way, kind of said, "You know, well, it takes two to tango," sort of thing. They're prepping for it; they're aware of it, but they're still not going to give up the struggle for, you know, regaining that territory, because if things are left the way they are right now, it lays the ground for a further conflict down the road. Russia will be able to step back, restructure its army, and prepare for another attack. That's the prevalent thinking here in Ukraine. But it also has to be mentioned. And I'm back to producing edition with a very interesting gentleman who was a former financier in the Russian oil and gas industry, a Russian national who has escaped and is in exile in Uzbekistan. And he is a very savvy businessman and is very knowledgeable about Russia's economic situation. And it needs to be mentioned that Russia's economy is almost in complete freefall. The ruble to the dollar is over 100 to the dollar, so pennies for rubles. Their primary state-run industry, its stock, Gazprom, is plummeting. They're in really, really bad shape, and we discussed that. And so I encourage people to tune in on Sunday when we release this next episode, when I speak with Konstantin Samolyov from the YouTube channel Inside Russia. And it's he is a very savvy Russian who lays out the point that the defeat of Russia may not come on the battlefield. It may come in the markets.
Interesting. Yeah, my sense of it is that Putin is skating on very, very thin ice right now domestically. Particularly now that he's being distracted in Syria, with Aleppo having fallen.
Well, not just Syria. Look what's happening on the streets of Tbilisi, on the streets of Batumi, on the streets in Georgia, in the Republic of Georgia, which is a cornerstone of another cornerstone, not as important as Ukraine or, say, Belarus, but is a cornerstone of their empire, certainly along their soft underbelly, which bumps up against Iran in the Caucasus. And Georgia is very important to their sense of identity as empire as well. And they're going to lose it. Yeah, I am amazed to see in a country of 4.7 million people, hundreds of thousands of people are taking to the streets.
Yeah, people are fed up.
Pummeled by water cannons.
Yeah, fed up. Phil, I got to run.
The Russian Empire is collapsing.
Check out Phil's podcast, On the Edge, wherever fine podcasts are available. Thank you, Phil.
This always good talking to you, Tom.
Program.
I'll be back on the other side of this break. And guess what? America doesn't want a cabinet full of drunks and abusers. Novel idea. We'll be right back. Hey, Tom Harbin here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program.
After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at Tom.tv without cost. That, podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at Tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at Tom.tv. That's Tom.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
In the foreword to Tom Hartmann's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartmann's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
Hi friends, Tom Hartmann here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartmann program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartmann.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartmann.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmannReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmannReport.com.
I really can't stay.
Bulls, it's cold outside.
Trump won't go away.
But Bulls, you've nowhere to hide.
His tweets are so grim.
He's just warming up again.
Chaos is great.
Your outrage is late.
The courts are his toys.
The rules, it's cold outside.
He silences voice.
Democracy's just his right.
The middle class sings.
Let's toast to tax breaks.
Welcome
and
back, 24 minutes past the hour. And Sandy in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Sandy, what's up?
I heard you talking about the media plan, another media platform for progressives. And I have an idea for funding, and I've only talked about it with myself, and I think it's great, but I don't know anybody else will think about it. What about, like, I heard that possibly somebody else is going to buy MSNBC, if that's in the works or anything. But I think people like Rachel Maddow, Chris Hayes, and a bunch of other people who have national, who have been working on those national shows, would be delighted to be to fund or at least even be part of these things. So I don't know. I don't know what really.
Yeah, I don't. Like I don't think any of those people have the kind of financial resources. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Comcast has said they're going to spin off MSNBC. So we'll see what happens. Sandy, thank you for the call. Jason in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Jason, what's up?
Thank you for I had an experience with United Airlines. One of the reasons I didn't join AARP was because of their hooking up with United. United delayed my surgery, resulting in a massive lung infection and a jump start.
Jason, your phone is breaking up badly. I don't know if you can do anything about that.
I had a pre-existing. I don't know. I'm trying. Is this better?
Yeah.
Anyway, I had a pre-existing condition of internal decapitation and two failed surgeries on that. When I turned my head, and that'd be the
Jason,
last
Jason,
thing.
I'm sorry that your phone has fallen apart on me, but I get it. United Healthcare, you know, delayed your surgery and it hurt you. Thank you for sharing that. That's, you know, a lot of stories like that. John in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how you doing, man?
I'm good, John. I'm looking at the clock here, and I just noticed I've only got 30 seconds. You got a quick one, or you want me to, you know, I'll just come back to you on the other side of the break.
Okay, I come back on the other side of the break.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold, John. My bad. You know, we've got maybe 25 seconds here. So I just want to point out that if you went on Medicare Advantage within the past year, you can probably still switch back to real Medicare and get a Medigap policy without them underwriting you, without them charging you extra or simply refusing to cover you. But the opportunity to do that, to leave Medicare Advantage, closes on December 7th on Saturday. And which means basically you got today and tomorrow, you know, if you're going to talk to a government official. So you can get on it if it's the appropriate thing for you. We'll be right back, 27 minutes past the hour. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with your calls.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline. Line right now, we guarantee you're gonna love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us, but you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day, guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sales going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Have you ever tried diet and exercise to get your cholesterol levels down and it just doesn't work? Well, your best support for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarine is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature formulated with an ingredient that not only helps you support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right. Three times more effectively. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I feel great after taking my Superbarine. I always remember to take my one pill a day. It's a great supplement. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superbarine.com and get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's superbarine.com, code Tom. Superbarine, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code Tom, T-H-O-M, for that 15% off. Superbarine.com, code Tom.
Ready for the fight. I'm challenging the voices that think they know what's right. You call me liberal, I wear it like a crown. I dare you to come forward, don't you back down. Come into my show, bring your facts and your fight. I'm ready for
guess what
the
Donald show. Trump's proposed cabinet full of abusers and drunks and hustlers. I just don't think this is going to work for him. I mean, he just picked a guy to lead NASA, right? He's a billionaire. His main claim to fame seems to be that he paid for and took two outer space rides on SpaceX. You know, Elon Musk's the for-profit, take a $100,000 ride into outer space kind of thing or whatever they charge. He also made his money by setting up a payment processing company. The company went public in 2020, which made him a billionaire. His name is Isaacman, his last name. Jared Isaacman. And this from Walter Einickel over on Daily Kos. Like many of Trump's picks, Isaacman has no specific science or government background. John Grunsfeld, a former NASA associate administrator and an astronaut, told The Washington Post that Isaacson is an out-of-the-box candidate. He doesn't have government experience. He doesn't have previous NASA experience. He doesn't come from the NASA contractor or the science side. Brilliant. Let's just put incompetent people or unqualified people in charge of everything. You know, what could possibly go wrong? It's incredible. Meanwhile, this is, I think, fascinating. Politico has a really interesting story up right now about all the maneuvering going on regarding leadership among Democrats in Congress. And Raul Grijalva, who's 76, he just announced that he's going to step down from the head of the National Resources Committee. These are all old guys making room for younger people, and this is such a good thing. Jerry Nadler is 77. He's going to drop out of judiciary in favor of Jamie Raskin. Jamie Raskin is going to be moving out of the committee he's in. That's going to open up a spot. Davis Scott of Georgia, 79, he's facing challenges on the Agriculture Committee. At the center of all of this is Hakeem Jeffries, himself a young guy who kind of jumped to the head of the line with the help of Nancy Pelosi. Raskin used to be running the Oversight Committee, and now he's going to take over Judiciary. And so now they're talking about, well, who's going to replace him on Oversight? And they're talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Krishnamurthy of Illinois, or even Ro Khanna of California. So any one of which, particularly Khanna or Ocasio-Cortez, would be spectacular. So this is a good thing that Democrats are kind of, you know, waking up and saying, oh, we got to do something. Also, according to a new survey from YouGov, the majority of Americans surveyed said they view allegations of sexual assault, 62%, domestic violence, 61%, history of substance abuse, 51%, as disqualifying to serve in a presidential cabinet. Also, 70% of Americans don't want people with links to extremist groups. 66% of people don't want people with links to hostile foreign governments, and 61% don't want people with past criminal convictions. Pretty much all of those things, other than substance abuse, are Donald Trump. So what do you expect? And meanwhile, what's going on over at MSNBC? This was a quick story. David Frum was on Morning Joe apparently yesterday, or maybe the day before. And he said he was talking about John Tower, who was nominated for Secretary of Defense and then didn't get the job because he was an alcoholic. That was in 1989. And he said, you know, if you're too drunk for Fox News, you're very, very drunk indeed. And one of the producers got in his ear while he was on the air and said, enough of that, or words to that effect. And Mika got him off the air. They hustled him out of the studio. And then she did an apology on the air for his talking about Fox News. What's the deal? What's going on with these people? I don't know. I think that they're preparing for the network to be sold. I think that's the thing that's freaking them out. Or they're preparing for Donald Trump to come after them, Joe and Mika. We'll see. All right, what's on your mind today? Mike in Brentwood, New York. Hey, Mike, what's up?
How you doing? I was just wondering about the Medicare Advantage. Instead, if you've been on it over a year, they won't switch you back to regular Medicare?
They will switch you back to regular Medicare, but the insurance companies that write the Medigap policies that fill in the 20% hole on regular Medicare, those companies, right, if you've been off Medicare for more than a year, they no longer have to follow the rule, the law that says that, you know, when you sign up for Medicare Advantage, or excuse me, when you sign up for Medicare and you get a Medigap plan when you turn 65, the companies have to give you the standardized price and the standardized coverage, even if you're really sick. They can't do what's called underwriting. Whereas if you're off for more than a year, when you try to get back on Medicare, if you try to pick up one of these plans, if you've been gone for more than a year, then they can look at your medical history and decide whether or not they're going to cover you and what they're going to charge you.
Right, so that's extensive medical history. I just have one more question. Mm. Do you know anything about them cutting Social Security? Because I've seen a Republican on TV talking about Trump and Vivek Ramaswamy and those guys, the Doge team, cutting Social Security for, like, disabled people. And
Musk promoted a tweet thread the other day that from Mike Lee that was talking about cutting Social Security. You know, whether they'll be able to pull it off, God only knows. But Republicans have been trying to destroy Social Security ever since 1935 when Franklin Roosevelt put it into law. They've called it a Ponzi scheme. They've called it a scam. They've every single year they say it's going bankrupt next year. You know, they refuse to lift the cap, which would fully fund Social Security forever and allow it to give everybody on Social Security in the country a substantial raise. You know, Republicans just hate anything that might raise taxes on rich people or that does help average working people. They don't want average working people having the benefits of government. They say it makes us dependent. Mike, thanks for the call. Patricia in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Hey, Patricia, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Can you hear me?
Just fine. Yeah.
I'm just calling in to make a couple of comments. I suffered the effects of a tornado in Portage, Michigan in May. I lost my home due to a lot of extenuating circumstances. I'm about to get senior housing, thank God. But last night, we're in the middle of a blizzard here right now. Mm-hmm. And last night when the blizzard started, there was huge thunder and lightning at the same time as the snow. I've never seen that before.
It's called thunder snow, I think. Yeah, it's not common, but it's getting more common now.
The other thing that I want to comment real quickly is with the murder of the head of the insurance company, I'm just wondering how serious Trump's administration is going to go after the FBI now.
Oh, interesting.
I just think these people that, you know, ultra-wealthy people might be waking up.
Yeah. Well, the guy that Trump has nominated to run the FBI, Kash Patel, has said that he wants to turn the FBI headquarters, he wants to lay off everybody at FBI headquarters and turn it into a museum. So You know, Trump has a grudge against the FBI because they did the investigations of him that led to his being prosecuted. So, you know, this is going to be a real interesting soap opera to watch. Patricia, thank you for the call. Roberta in Maple Grove, Minnesota. Hey, Roberta, what's up?
Hi, I got to take you off speaker. Hi. This is kind of silly, but I don't know. I think we need Dark Brandon to finish out Biden's term.
I agree.
I think I think he needs to step down from the presidency, like when there's 2 weeks left. And so Kamala is president for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then the grifter is going to have to redo all of his merchandise that has 47th president on it, or 45th and 47th is going to be 4th. Change it to 48. Just piss them off. Sorry.
That's okay. You can say that on the air. That's okay. I want to see Dark Brandon preemptively pardoning anybody who might be in Trump's crosshairs. And I'm increasingly thinking he should probably pardon Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski. Maybe they'll get a spine if he does that. But yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
When he does it, instead of the weaselly long paragraph after paragraph of stuff, he just needs to say, Trump and company has threatened to persecute these people, so boom.
Yeah,
I agree.
Roberta, thanks for listening to KTNF there in Minneapolis, and I appreciate the call. Thank you. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. It's Talk Media for the rest of us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root causes of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. I've turned to LegalZoom many times over the years to make sure my businesses were set up properly, and you can too. In the past, I've never let getting my business officially get registered and legally compliant stop me from getting started. Why? Because LegalZoom is there to help. I'm proud that LegalZoom sponsors this program. Over the last 20 years, LegalZoom helped start, run, and protect millions of businesses, including several of mine. Launch, run, and protect your business to make it official today at LegalZoom.com. And use the promo code TOM10, T-H-O-M-1-0, to get 10% off any LegalZoom business formation product, excluding subscriptions and renewals. It expires at the end of this month, by the way. Get everything you need from setup to success at LegalZoom.com and use that promo code TOM10. That's LegalZoom.com. Promo code TOM10. LegalZoom provides access to independent attorneys and self-service tools. LegalZoom is not a law firm, does not provide legal advice except where authorized through its subsidiary law firm, LZ Legal Services, LLC. That's LegalZoom.com and use the promo code TOM10 to get 10% off.
You stacked the court with chaos and left us all in pain, Mr. Trump. You've got a heart that's smaller than a microscopic grain. You're a cruel one, Mr. Trump. You separated kids. You built a wall of malice where humanity forbids, Mr. Trump. You deport a puppy just for chewing on your lids. You're a bigot, Mr. Trump. A xenophobic mess. From Muslim bands.
52 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Stephen in, or Stefan, is that in Demi, New Mexico? How do you pronounce it, Stefan?
Stefan.
Stefan, okay, what's up?
Yeah, schönen guten Morgen, Herr Hartmann.
Ah, guten Morgen enough. Back at you.
Okay, so I have a question.
Guten Morgen, ohne Sorgen.
As you now know, I'm from Germany.
Yeah.
And I've been in the U.S. for about 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been told or heard very often, the Dems are coming for your guns. They're going to take your weapons. They're going to do this, that, and the other. But my question to you is, for a fascist regime, isn't the most dangerous thing to have a Second Amendment?
No. No.
You don't think so?
No, I absolutely don't think so. You know, and you recall, I mean, being German, you know that when Hitler came to power, he actually started arming Germany. He started the Hitler Youth. An old friend of mine, Horst von Heyer, was a member of the Hitler Youth. And they were given weapons and they were taught to shoot. What happens when people, you know, when lots of people in the country have guns, is they think that they're safe. They think that those guns are going to protect them. They think that those, and it gives them a false sense of confidence because you can't
Correct.
Take on a military, no matter how, you know, you can have 30 M15s and, you know, AR-14s or whatever in your back room, and it's not going to help you
when the Army shows up. It's just, it ain't going to work.
Okay. I basically wanted your position on that.
And in addition, if a fascist, you know, historically, fascist regimes also rely heavily on independent citizen, armed citizen militias. In Germany, they were called the Brown Shirts. In Italy, they were called the Black Shirts. There was a similar group in Spain. I forget the name of them. And so, you know, if you're a fascist and you're planning on coming to power, you want there to be a lot of guns out there for your armed fascist militias. And again, we're seeing that in the United States.
Well, thanks for the correction. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
And I have one more thing. Mm-hmm. As a German, which I'll always be in my heart, mm-hmm. as a German, I am very proud that Americans are trying to be just like us. Mm-hmm. I just wished that they would try to be like the Germans from 2024 and not the Germans from mid-1930.
I'm with you, Stefan. Well said.
And. I guess that's all I got.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. That was a great call. Nice to hear from you. And, vielen Dank. Janice in Hartfield, Massachusetts. Hey, Janice, what's up?
Hi, it's Hatfield, Tom.
Oh, Hatfield.
Just north
I'm sorry.
Of North Ham.
Yep. Okay, I got it.
Yep. I'm going to give you an asterisk for you to share with people regarding going from a Medicare Advantage plan to the original Medicare. And I'm just reading from my computer because I think it states it more clearly than I can do it. In Massachusetts, state law protects seniors from being charged significantly higher insurance rates when switching from a Medicare Advantage plan to original Medicare by guaranteeing, and this is in quotations, community rating, and this is also now in quotations, guaranteed issue rights for Medigap plans.
Oh, that's great.
Meaning insurers cannot use medical underwriting to deny coverage or charge higher premiums based on health status when switching plans within a specific time frame. Essentially, ensuring access to a Medigap policy at a standard rate, regardless of pre-existing conditions.
That is spectacular. I did not know that. And Janice, thank you so much for informing me and all of our listeners about that. If you live in Massachusetts, and if you don't live in Massachusetts, check your state and see if they've done what Massachusetts has done. I did not know. Again,
maybe your caller from New York could move across the state line and
New York has the Medicare savings plan where they'll give you, the state will give you basically a Medigap policy if you're low income. And low income is actually a fairly high threshold. So, you know, and Ziggy's got the information about that over on his website, endbribes.com. So, you know, we're kind of crowdsourcing the information here, Janice, and I sure do appreciate your calling in and sharing that with us. Thank you. We're hitting the top of the hour. On the other side of this break, Jim Stewartson is going to be with us. He's got just a spectacular newsletter, and he's doing some really, really great work alerting people to what's going on with the fascist movement in the United States. You're going to want to hear this. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you turn 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel on how Donald Trump's picks for top law enforcement posts can damage our independent judiciary.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.